A question that I am consistently asked is why women stay with perpetrators of domestic violence who abuse their children and then go on to have more children with them? And why don't women have the protective instinct to protect their children? I'll try to answer that question in its simplest of forms. I think sometimes we try and look for an answer that fits all, or we try to fit things neatly into a box or to give it a label. But where people often struggle with the issue of domestic violence is there isn't one answer, due to the complexities and the fact that we are all different and come with our own unique experiences. It's actually by becoming aware of the impact of violence and abuse on the children, either directly or indirectly, that victims of domestic violence try to leave the situation or do in fact leave the relationship and seek help from the authorities. Obviously not in all cases of domestic violence, but in a significant number of those cases. There are also situations where victims are aware of some physical violence, but have either been used to minimising what violence or abuse there is on themselves in order to function on a daily basis, that then they don't in fact recognise the levels of violence or abuse towards their children, if that makes any sense. There are also situations where some violence is seen against one child, but no intervention is made, as a way of perhaps protecting any other children. Also, a victim may have previously attempted to intervene, but the intervention might have actually made things worse, if that seems possible. Domestic violence is about systematic power and control over another. And a way of beginning to perhaps get some clarity around the complexities. Perhaps have a look around the Stockholm syndrome, of how the systematic control and the uncertainty around what behaviour is to be experienced next from the perpetrator, whether good or bad, which breaks down the resolve and strength within the victim. So individuals therefore react in a way that appears to be outside what society perceives as a norm, whatever a norm might look like. I hope that explains things a little, as in why some victims may not intervene, or why some do when aware of the impact on the children. Everyone's domestic violence experience will be different and unique, albeit there may be some common themes. It's about exploring with a victim how they have arrived at the point they are at, what has gone on for them, what has broken down their resolve, and how to begin working within any strengths within, in order for them to be aware of